This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, we turn our attention to local music and musicians now. Gary Bellworthy joining me in the studio this morning to talk about and listen to a brand new track all about the wonderful Waitati. Gary, great to have you in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a listen to this song in a moment, but let's talk a little bit about how it came together and how this collective of musicians who have worked together on these recordings have come together as well. You're a Waitati resident, I take it?
I grew up in Waitati as a child, but we moved into the city when I was a teenager. But I've always had a love of Waitati, and any time that I'm travelling north, I always stop off at Waitati and I just love the landscape, love the people. It's a wonderful place to live. And I think when you reminisce about your childhood, just so many happy memories come back.
It is a unique spot, isn't it? When you look back at that childhood, you know, what were the activities around that place? I mean, it's certainly not city dwelling. There's a whole world of other opportunities available to you out there, right?
I can remember as a child having a bike and just explored the whole of Waitati and the Blueskin Bay community, visited friends and had an absolute fun time.
Music, part of your life as well?
It's always been a part of my life. I learnt the piano as a child and then off Dunedin musician Calder Prescott, and I started playing in bands as a teenager. But I gave it away in my 30s for a career and other things in life. But it came back to me when COVID hit. I had so much spare time, sat down at the piano, started writing songs again, and by the end of the year had written about 30 or 40 songs, and I decided at the beginning of this year I needed to do something with them.
It's one thing to write the songs, isn't it, Gary? It's another to follow through and manifest them in terms of recordings, and not necessarily the easiest thing to do, although in today's world, perhaps a little easier than it was, you know, a while ago. Tell us how you brought the musicians around you to make that happen.
Well, I contacted Sam Healy, who runs the Tubine Recording Studios, and I played some of his songs, and he introduced me to Alan Ned Gray, a well-known Dunedin singer, and some other musicians. And this has really just been a studio project. We've recorded 8 songs so far. We've put 1 song on Spotify and YouTube and Facebook, and it's just gone from there.
We're going to take a listen to that one song shortly. In terms of your writing, obviously, this one inspired by your childhood and the beautiful location, and you know the sense of locality and so forth. What else inspires your writing?
It's just sitting down at the piano, playing music, and just see what happens. The melody always comes first, and the words come later.
Yeah, not the singer though, Gary.
I used to be able to sing, but Alan is a far better singer than me.
And, you know, had you met those musicians before bringing this together in this project?
No. I just contacted Sam at the recording studio and things just went from there.
Well, we're going to take a listen to this song now. We'll talk about it afterwards. It's the collective that you put around this is Beaumont Beat. And how did you strike on that name?
Well, I started my teaching career in Lawrence, so that is another place that I had a real soft spot for. And we used to obviously go through Beaumont a lot, and it was the opening of the Beaumont Bridge, and I named Beaumont Beat, and the beat was for the Beatles, and it had a ring to it. That's how it happened.
All right. Well, the name is yours indeed. And, well, we're going to take a listen to this track around the Waitati. It's called This Is My Home.
There's a place in my heart, beyond the city lights on a gentle hill. You can see from the road, there's a wooden bridge over water still. You will know. When you travel this landscape green, to the sign that reads, this is my home. I know I'm here now. This is my home. And the view to the sea, across the farming fields to the blue skin bay, as I walk down the path by a wooden fence, here I want to stay. All the places I have been can't compare to this landscape green, to the sign that reads, this is my.
Beaumont Bede with This Is My Home. I'm talking with the song's writer, Gary Bellworthy, who's with us in the studio at the moment. Gary, when you sat at the piano and you write this, did you imagine that you'd go as far as being able to record it and get a production like that?
No. It was just playing around at the piano. I came up with this melody and then just recalled Waitati, and the words just flowed out. It was really about the home.
Mm. And when you listen to the recording, as part of the recording process as well, how much say did you get into how that sounded, and how much did the musicians put into it?
Well, I played the piano and the keyboards. Sam played the bass and the drums. Alan did the vocals, of course. And a guy called Andy Parsons, an excellent guitarist, put in the guitar. We put in a steel guitar as well, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, lots of layers of sound.
No thoughts of performance?
That could happen, but the other guys play in other bands, so at the moment it's a studio project.
Yeah.
But we've recorded up to about 8 songs. We're in the studio at the moment and we're recording more, so who knows what will happen.
And do you hope to make those available as well as this song?
Well, this song is on YouTube. It's now on Spotify, and we've got a Facebook page. See what happens.
Yeah, okay. The Facebook page, just if you want to find it, facebook.com, of course. Beaumont Bede, look for that. Beaumont Bede is the name of the Facebook page. Wonderful to be able to share that with our listeners. Thank you, Gary. Thanks for coming and joining us on the Awesome Morning Show.
Thank you.
Has the impetus to continue writing, is that still going?
Oh, always, yes. Sit down most days and try and come up with a song.
Well, thanks for sharing this one with us. We really appreciate it. It's nice to have some local music celebrated here on ORFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.